probably come out a little quicker. But I like that we built back to our game, got on their D, and we're pretty good after that. After the first period. You know, I give them credit too. They came out with a lot of jump, a lot of quickness. We were a little tentative, but we got better.
I know often throughout the year, you and the team talk about, you know, each game has its own importance.
Yep.
At this time of year, with a team like that chasing you, do games like these, even the one you're heading into on Tuesday, have any more importance?
Well, they all will, right? The last push here is on. So important that you feel from the bench that you're playing your game. It was good that we got through that first and got back to our game. I think the last three were pretty comfortable with what we look like. And that's what you want, where you want to be at this time of year. You want to go out there. We're not winning every game down the stretch, but you want to look when you leave the ice knowing that you did what you were supposed to do, and that way you can keep that emotional level at, you know, kind of an even keel. We've had a bit of a tough return from the break and didn't like a bunch of our games, but we liked our last three.
You had talked a couple times this past week about wanting to handle things with the Evander Kane situation in a way that you protect everybody. I don't know how much attention you pay to this kind of stuff, but Don Cherry went at him pretty hard yesterday. Being a guy who wants to protect these guys, how do you have a response to something like that?
We can't control. The information's out there, not from us, and people will draw their own conclusions based on the information have, and we can't control that. Evander's a Winnipeg Jet, so we want to do our best, and then part of that is not responding to any of it. You know, I mean, if we have the option to go into great detail about each party's influence on the situation, and we've decided we just handle it ourselves, and we all open ourselves up to criticism, everybody that's involved, but that's the way it's going to be.
Can you talk about that line in Northland and Shifley?
Yep.
Thought
they were really indicative of the team game, a little bit quiet in the first, and then that line kind of got us going with some real good forecheck and puck movement. That line, it's true, you know, Bufflin's kind of the new Frolik up front. Wherever you play him, they're going to play well, but they have the elements to be very, very good. They've got a real big, strong man that can handle a puck. Mark's got great speed and a number of really fine plays by Matthew. He handles the puck and moves the puck and sees things differently, so when they're going like they were after the first, there's a lot to handle there.
Did you do you know what the scoring chances against were tonight? Because it looked like Pavlik actually had to be pretty strong,
especially early.
Yeah. Do you know that number?
No, I haven't asked him yet. Okay. So yeah. We check in between periods, and I didn't ask him after the third, and then we go back and grade those, because a lot of times in a game like tonight, there'll be a shot you don't think much of. That was only a few inches wide. So yeah, he had to move in the net a little bit because they throw so much through the seams. It's not an easy night for the goaltender here. They're not straight lines necessarily, guys driving the net. It's out of the corners back through the seam where you have to be really good on your angles to be in the right spot. He was good.
People watch those games and they'll see three goals against and the low number of shots, and the save percentage won't be great. That's the statistic side of it.
Right.
From watching it from the bench and from you're the head coach of this team, is that the level of goaltending performance? If you got that from either guy all the time, you'd walk away happy?
You know what, boy, and other than, I'm going to say five or six games, maybe, and that might be, we've gotten that, right? Our goaltending's been that good all year long. So, usually for us, it's third period goaltending that's real important, being able to get that one or two that keep the lead, because we've had it a fair amount of times. So he made enough saves in that third. But that being said, I liked our chances in the third better than theirs. I thought we were pretty good in the third. We didn't sit back. We were a little tentative when their goaler was out. But other than that, I thought we were pretty good there too.
It's important to your team, that goaltending. And it's been like your goals against was a big factor for you guys right. All season long. If you get what you saw tonight the rest of the way, will that be enough?
Well, I hope so. You know, our goaltending's been a big part of it. For a stretch there, we were, you know, in the top five. And then when you bang out 20 goals in four games, you're dropping to the middle pretty quick, and we've got to claw our way back into that. And our last three games have given us that chance. In our last three games, we've gotten good goaltending by both goaltenders, and we will need that for sure. And it's just not just us, right? You turn the TV on and you watch every given night. Those guys that are elite make the difference in the games.
After Ben's goal, I saw you walk down the bench, kind of give Charlie a nudge. Was that indicative of you wanting the defense to kind of join the rush a bit more?
How we came out. We came out on a reverse and a good chip, and I thought it was a real good play by our back end, that's all. I like the growth that we've needed to see this week. It has not been an easy week for us, but we will have learned some things on how to handle our family and the fact that when you handle it a certain way, not everybody's going to agree, and it doesn't mean make for easy days, but you handle it the right way, and then most importantly, what we all get paid to do is play a certain way, and our team's done that the last three games. They played hard.